Welcome to the CEN Show, the voice of the world community. This evening, we have a very special guest for me. It's my granddaughter, Samantha. And before I get to her, I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Roski Mascani. And then I'd like to introduce the panel. We have Ms. J. Dub, one of our team members. She hasn't been around in a while. She's in New York in school and doing her thing. Welcome, Ms. J-Dub. Good to see you. And then we have Sister Making It Happen, our guest for next week, another one of our team members. We got Brother Mashinda. He's in Louisiana, one of our team members and regular attendees. Then we got the Honorable Great Professor Amon Ra, our lead teacher here this evening, and he's always with us. Okay, so now, Samantha, you are 11 years old, that's correct?
Yes.
That's good, and you're in the sixth grade, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Samantha is my second to, well, she's my youngest granddaughter. I got two granddaughters, she's my youngest. I have another one that's 14. And she has a pretty special connection to me. She has the same birthday as my deceased sister. So she's my sister is back in the form of my granddaughter, and she's really a bright kid, a middle schooler. She's an avid reader. I was tutoring her last year when she was in Louisiana, and I was tutoring her in math, and the girl knew just as much as my ninth and 10th graders this year. So she's a real good student, and I want to encourage her to keep pushing forward and doing the best she can in school. Now, we had her brother on, Ras Kassim Mascani, which is William on. And we did a real good interview with him. So this evening, we're going to interview her. So, Samantha, you want to
Yes.
tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Samantha Harris. I like drawing.
You like drawing?
Yep.
What else? What else you want to tell us about yourself?
I like reading.
Drawing and reading?
Yep.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, well, let's get started here. Let's go with the first question. This question is from Tori Bailey, one of our team members. And she said, in any of your classes at your school, do teachers share news events?
News event?
Yeah, things happening in the news.
No, not really.
Not really?
No.
Well, do you ever hear of any particular news events from TV or, you know, at home? Anything in the news?
No.
So you don't know anything that's going on besides school and at home?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I want to share something with you. Let me see here. Now, recently, I want to see if you heard this. I don't know which state this is in, but it was five black cops that beat up and injured a guy, and he eventually died. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did hear about that. That's because we watch a news video show called CNN.
What, at school?
Yeah, and we write a summary what it's about for like a full page of it.
So you did write a summary about that event that happened?
Yes.
Can any of the panelists tell me where did that event occur?
Memphis, Tennessee.
It was in Memphis, Tennessee. That's right, it was. Okay. So is how did that make you feel, Samantha?
It made me feel bad for the person that got dead.
Made you feel bad? Did you get angry about it? Any
No, not really, because this always happens. So, well, it doesn't always happen, but it's something that happens, like you see on the news and stuff. So it was sad, but I wasn't really angry about it. I don't know if that should be something that I'm angry about, but I wasn't really angry about it. I was just sad.
You were sad. So, did the teachers talk to you about how to kind of handle your feelings about that? Did the teachers discuss that? When you have that CNN news feed right there, do the teachers talk about it and how and ask you how you feel about it?
No.
No, just you just write that one page. That one page.
Yeah.
Is it a journal or a what do the teachers call it?
They call it a reflection.
A reflection. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna move on to the next question. This question is from Mrs. Shabazz, sister making it happen. She said, "Do you have a school counselor?"
Yes, we have two. One is for the older kids. They're beside us, but it's on a different street, like this right here, and we're right here and they're right here. But ours, we have a lady. I forgot what her name is, but we have a lady for that, and she just comes in. They call her up, and like she comes in, and she makes us go with her. She talks about what if we're mad or
Okay.
sad or angry or feeling like that.
Can you speak up a little bit, kind of speaking low?
I said that we have a lady for that. It's a counselor. I don't really know what she does, but I know she has to talk to us and like make us feel better or something. She just comes in the class and she takes the students that are feeling bad and probably talks to them or anything. I've never been there before, but I know that she's our counselor.
Okay. Now, has she ever helped you with anything after school?
Well, no.
So you haven't saw the school counselor.
I've seen her in my class taking people out of the classroom and stuff, but I never actually went with her though.
So you didn't have to go with her. Are these children that may get in some type of trouble?
Yeah.
Okay. He deals with. Don't know the counselor's name?
No.
Okay. Well, I think you should find out her name if you can. You should at least know her name.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this question is from Miss JW, she's on here this evening with us, another one of our team members. How do you define hope? What is your definition of hope, Samantha?
It's a feeling of belief that something will be better or something will happen, I think. And yeah, that's it. Sorry. I can't
Something
really explain it well.
that you would want to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. It's extended. What kind of hope do you experience in your environment?
Hope that I get an A on my test and 100 on my test. That's
Well,
mainly it. I have to study for a test, and that's what I really worry about.
so just in general, This, you know, it, that's sort of like a general question. That was, you kind of mentioned school. Any other areas?
No.
Okay, well, okay, so what are you hopeful for in the future?
I'm hopeful for a job, a house, just basic things, adult needs, I guess.
Say that again, I didn't quite hear you.
I'm hopeful to for a job, just to get a job or something that will help me have a stable life when I get older.
Okay, so what do you mean by a stable life? Explain that.
Well, like to have money and to have a house and have a job and have things that I need
Your
to live.
necessities, right?
Yep.
Now, what type of job? You mentioned a job. Do you
Are you
know what?
asking me what job I want
Yes.
to have? I want to be a psychiatrist.
A psychiatrist? That's big time. You're dealing with the mind, huh? Now, Samantha, have you started doing any research on what psychiatrists do?
I researched about how much money they make and what they do for a writing assignment, but I really haven't done anything else.
Well, you can continue to research what psychiatrists do. I think we have another panelist that showed up, Melvin Mercer Jr. I think he deals in that area. Is that correct, Brother Melvin?
Correct. That is correct. I work in, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, that is correct. I work in psychiatry at Kaiser, for Kaiser.
Okay, so we got somebody on here. He can give you some information when I finish with these questions, because I'm almost finished. A few more questions, Samantha. You're doing a good
Okay.
job.
Thank you.
This is from Cousin Gary. He said, "What do you believe can make the world a better place to live in?"
I think the world can be a better place if we help like homeless people and like have them in homes and stuff, like just spread more awareness about homeless people and help them. And that's basically it. I can't think about anything else.
Well, you can, but it's okay. That's a good answer. Yeah, if we assisted the homeless and helped them out, well, I think that will make the world a better place. That's a good answer. Okay. And this is from Mr. McCallman. He gave me a few questions. He's been on our show twice, once by himself, and then another time with his mom. That was two real good shows. So Mr. McCallman asked, "In what ways are you different than your peers?"
Well, I'm more of a nicer person. Everybody is just, they talk about each other and they're not really good to their peers, so I just guess I'm nicer. They talk about the teachers too, so.
I can imagine. Oh man. So you nicer than them? You don't talk about the teachers, or you don't talk about your classmates?
No.
Well, that's good. That's good, Samantha. Okay. He also asked, "Are you a part of social media in the social media in the world? Are you part of any social media?"
Yeah. I'm a part of TikTok. I don't really post anything. Does that count?
Well, so do you look? Do you comment?
No, I look at stuff, but I don't comment.
So that's all? You don't go on YouTube?
Well, yes, I do go on YouTube. And I go on. Yeah, that's basically it. I just go on YouTube and TikTok mostly.
And you just watch. Oh,
Yeah.
no participation, just watching.
Yeah.
And you better make sure you're watching the right stuff, girl. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else did he say? Okay, so how does TikTok and YouTube impact your thinking?
Well, it makes me learn a lot more things. Like I have a bunch of drawing TikToks and drawing tutorials on how to like draw things and just help me get better at art, though. I guess that helps me. Sometimes I see stuff about animals and I learn facts about them, and sometimes, well, most of the time I'll see math stuff.
So
Yeah.
you telling me you use TikTok to enhance your drawing, and you use it to learn about school things of that nature?
I guess so.
Okay, what about YouTube? How does that impact your thinking?
I basically do the same things just without the math and the animals, all that stuff. I basically just watch drawing videos all day.
Okay, so you like drawing a lot, seems like. Okay,
Yeah.
so last question. What do you admire?
What do I admire?
Yes.
Well, I admire how people commit to art, and I admire how people are so committed to being good at their job or being a good president or something like that.
You admire people striving to do their best.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Now, Samantha, I forgot to tell the audience that you said something the other day that made old grandpapa feel good. You got to help me with this. I know I said that you said you like being around your grandfather,
Yeah.
and I said, wow. And I said, wow, that's I haven't really heard that before, and I don't hear kids talking about they like being around their grandparents. But tell me what you said.
I said that should be normal, and people should actually like being with their family instead of just being by their friends or anything. I think that should be normalized.
Now I know you said that's sad. When I said that, well, I know some kids they don't really want to be around their grandparents, but that's good. You make grandpa feel good, so I appreciate you, girl. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go around the panel and see if they have any questions, any more questions or comments for you. So I'm gonna start off with Miss J Dub. Miss J Dub.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing, Samantha. I guess I'm interested in learning how you found your love for drawing. Like, how did it start, and why do you like it? And yeah.
Well, first, the first time I went on TikTok, I saw my For You page, and on my For You page, I saw this person that was drawing poses. It was this person that was drawing poses, and they added a lot of colors, and it was just so pretty to me. So then I started looking at their daily post and everything, and that's how I got into drawing. And I tried to draw one of their drawings, but it ended up looking weird.
No, that's amazing. And I admire you for going, the extra mile to learn something and to be good on it, good at it. I know at times, like, people, they'll be like, well, I don't go to school for art, but you're just finding it yourself and doing it. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss J Dub. So I'm gonna go to Sister Making It Happen.
You're freezing.
She
Rocky,
she.
Rocky.
Uh-oh.
There you go. You okay now?
Yeah, we have this bandwidth that's supposed to be good here. Just to making it happen.
Greetings. That was really nice, Samantha, and hearing your story. And you have a nice smile, so thank you for sharing that with us. And so I'm gonna have another question too. And my question is regarding careers and learning more about the careers. So have you heard of this program called California Colleges, where you can research careers from your school? Have you heard of this program yet?
Samantha?
Her screen went out, so hopefully she's okay and she's still there.
Oh, Samantha. Let me call her. I told her to plug her phone up. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Let me call her.
She did good. She's a great interviewer. And she speaks real confidently, so she's a good student.
Girl, I think her phone went out. Told her to plug her phone up so it wouldn't go out. But what we could do is we could continue with some comments. And then I guess we could talk about what's coming up and then we can end. So let's go to Melvin Merch. Well, were you finished?
No. So the other
Okay.
thing I wanted to find out is if Samantha was aware that there was a way to get a membership at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, a free membership for young people. And it's called Next Gen, Next Generation of Artists. And she can actually get a free membership at the museum. And an adult can take her and get in free, where she can go and, do more art and just learn more about the museum world and increase her art knowledge. So it's through the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and it's called the Next Gen. And it's a free membership from until age of 18, elementary through high school. So
Okay,
maybe
so.
that would be something that she would want. And then she can get a chance to go to the museum and do some of her art and practice some of her art. They have classes usually on Saturdays and Sundays, and an adult can take her and she can explore the museum and practice art.
Okay, that's great. We're gonna actually do that. I'm gonna have her listen to the rest of this, and then she may pop back on because I think her phone went dead. Oh. Kids. But let's go to Melvin Mercer Jr. Any comments for Samantha? Because I'm gonna have her listen to this.
Can you hear me okay? I want to check.
Just fine.
All right. Yeah, I was interested in Well, I logged on a little late, so forgive me. How old was your granddaughter? How old is Miss Samantha?
She's 11.
She's 11, so she's fifth grade.
Six.
Sixth grade, okay,
Yeah.
sixth grade, 11-year-old, sixth grade, okay. Yeah, I have two 13-year-old seventh graders myself, boys, but I was just interested to know how she became interested in, she said she wanted to pursue a career in psychiatry. So I know at that age, I wouldn't think anything near, a career in the field that I'm in now. And I was just interested to know how she came up that and how with that career choice and what inspired her to go, go that route. I thought that was excuse me, both impressive and I was like, wow, I was kind of blown away to hear a young lady say at, 11 years of age that she would like to go into psychiatry, which just happens to be the field that I'm in. So that would be my question for her, how she became interested in pursuing a career in psychiatry at such a young age.
Okay, so we're gonna see if we can get her back on, but
Sure.
definitely I'm gonna have her look at this and she's going to come back on now, for a second time if she don't, sign come back on. She here she is, she's back.
Okay, maybe I could ask her directly.
Yeah, you can. And then we could go back to sister making it happen.
So if you want to go back there, either way, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Just to making it happen, you wanted to tell her again. Samantha?
Yeah, I hello, sorry.
Don't worry about it. Okay, you're back. Just to making it happen, want to ask you something.
Hey, Samantha.
Yes.
Hi, Samantha.
Hello.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah,
So I
I'm
have.
sorry for
Yeah, no worries. We live in a world with technology, so we have to just be patient with each other through this process. So thank you for being able to come back. So I asked two questions. The first question I asked was, do you know about this program maybe at your school where you can explore careers? It's called California Colleges. Has anyone at your school shared this with you to begin researching careers?
No.
So what I'd like to do is maybe put the link or in the chat so that maybe Samantha can look at it. And it's something free to California students, and it helps with preparing for college and careers. And you can research careers, find out how much money they're going to make, what type of education you're going to need, and things that questions you might have about the future of a job or career you're thinking about. Okay.
Okay.
The
So,
second, yes, sir.
well, I'm telling her we're gonna go. That's
Okay.
something something we could do.
The second question is, I asked if you knew that there was an opportunity. Would you be interested if there was an opportunity to get a membership or free membership at the museum to go and maybe once a week do free art at the museum if you have a willing adult to take you?
Yes.
And so the museum is the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. They have this program called Next Gen, as a next generation of artists. And they're looking to encourage and create spaces for young artists to come and grow. So I'd like to share that information with you and your family. And then maybe between your grandfather and your family, they can sign you up for that program.
Okay.
Okay. And
Thank
good.
you.
You're welcome and good luck in the future. And I look forward to hearing more great things from you.
Okay. Thank
Thank you.
you.
You're welcome.
All right, Mr. Mercer.
Yes. Okay. Can you hear me okay? Is it Miss Samantha?
Yep.
I'm always concerned. I keep asking because I'm always concerned about my mic going out in and out, but in these meetings all day. But hello. Nice to meet you. My name
Nice
is
to meet
Melvin.
you.
You as well. My name is Melvin Mercer, and I, as I mentioned earlier, I work in psychiatry. All right, I'm a clinical therapist, and I work closely with psychiatrists. I'm not a doctor, I'm a therapist, so I can't prescribe. Well, no, let me ask you, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I just want to ask you two questions. One, my first would be, do you know the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
If I get it wrong, then you can
it's
just
okay.
tell me.
There's no getting it wrong. It's just go ahead.
Okay. A psychologist is a person that helps people with their problems. It's like a therapist. And then a psychiatrist is a person that subscribes meds and stuff to help that person too, and does the same thing, but like meds and medicine and stuff. Is that right?
Wow, that is correct. And I'm yeah, that's impressive. That's also there. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I would give you some kudos, because at your age, you know, not even when I was twice your age, I didn't know the answer to that question. So I'm impressed that you were able to answer it correctly. So that is correct. The psychologist is not a medical professional like the psychiatrist is. Psychiatrist, you have to go to medical school, because like you said, you'll be prescribing medication, right? Where the psychologist does not prescribe medication. So you are correct. You are correct there. My second question was, how did you choose this as a career path for yourself? How did you, at this age, at 11 years of age, how did you learn that you wanted to become, or how'd you become inspired to become a psychiatrist?
Well, I was searching up, well, for an assignment, we had to tell our, we had to write about what we wanted to be when we grow up. And we also had to search up colleges that we wanted to go to. And I wanted to go to Yale, so I searched up, like, what is some career paths I can study for in Yale? And I saw psychology, and I was like, ooh, this sounds cool. So I learned more about it. And yeah, that's how I got into it. Sorry.
No, that's fine. And then apologize for it. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that with me. Very, very, very impressive. And yeah, I think that's awesome. You should be proud of yourself. Last thing, and I'll end here. I heard you mention that you want to go to Yale, and I'm sure your parents are very proud that their daughter would go to a Ivy League school. I went HBCU, so I went to Howard University. So I don't know if there was any way you might be interested in going to a historically Black college, or if your parents would, you know, like for you to go there. But I think it'd be awesome for a young lady with your talents at such a young age to go to a historically Black college and share her talents. So Howard was an excellent school. There's lots of Spelman, and Atlanta's a great school. There's lots of great historically Black colleges, but I understand if you wanted to go to Yale and, you know, make that big money and, you know, be impressive with a, you know, Ivy League school. Your parents go ahead an Ivy League bill as well, but I'll leave it alone. Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you. That's awesome.
Okay, thanks, Melvin. And then also, Sister Making It Happen, thank you for that information and your help with that. Okay, before I get to you, Professor Ra, I'm going to go to Sandra Henderson. How you doing, Sandra? Thanks for coming.
I'm doing great. I'm impressed with this little 11-year-old girl. How awesome. And I apologize for being late. And Miss Samantha, I miss, you know, a lot, but I want to let you know I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, and I think, you know, what I heard so far, I think you're just totally awesome, and I want to know, how do your peers in your age group handle you? What's some of the things that you mention, you know, to your friends about what you want to do when you grow up, and can you give me some feedback as to what they would say? Because you're pretty intelligent.
Well, I don't really talk to my friends about like what I want to be and what I want to be when, yeah, like what I want to be when I grow up. So I don't really know how to answer that question.
Because I would love for my little 11-year-old granddaughter to hang out with you. And
thank you.
Sandra, huh? let's hook them up. They can be pen pals or Zoom buddies.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I love that. And once you become a psychiatrist, what community would you be working with? Would you be working with low-income families? How would you branch out into the community?
I think I would be working with low-income families.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I can help them more and everything. Sorry. I mean, sorry.
You don't have to keep saying sorry, Samantha.
No, no. Because we're going to need people like you in the community. When you get older, we're going to need you. You're going to be very much in demand in the Black community. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Sandra. Thanks for coming. All right, Professor Rao.
Bonnie Gani, Samantha. Bonnie Gani means what's the news? You're brilliant. And that means you shine. And the reason you shine is because of your maturity and you seem to be focused. And as Sandra was saying, it's hard